This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat intake and kidney disease risk, what you should know. Discover how meat consumption affects kidney health, pros and cons of eating meat, and why plant-based diets may help reduce kidney disease risk. How meat intake can affect your kidney health. Hey, so I wanted to chat with you about something that's been on my mind lately, meat intake and its connection to kidney disease risk. You know, a lot of folks love their steaks, burgers, or chicken dinners without really thinking about what that might mean for their kidneys down the line. First off, let's talk about why this matters. Kidneys are these incredible organs that filter waste and excess stuff from your blood, balance your fluids, and keep your electrolytes in check. But consuming too much protein, particularly from meat, can increase the load on your kidneys. It's not that meat is bad in itself, but the kidneys have to work a lot harder to process all that nitrogen from protein metabolism. There's been quite a bit of research showing that diets very high in animal protein might increase the risk of chronic kidney disease, CKD, especially for people already at risk due to conditions like diabetes or high blood pressure. The pros and cons of eating meat come into focus here. On one hand, meat is an excellent source of essential amino acids, iron, zinc, and B vitamins. On the other hand, excessive intake, think large portions daily over many years, can potentially contribute to kidney strain or damage. Interestingly, plant-based diets often come up as a healthier alternative when it comes to kidney health. These diets typically have lower protein amounts overall, but also feature proteins that put less strain on the kidneys. Plus, plant-based diets offer anti-inflammatory benefits and better blood pressure control, both of which help reduce risks related to kidney problems. And this ties back into the larger ethical eating conversation, where people not only consider their health, but also the impact of their food choices on the environment and animal welfare, topics you might recognize if you've read about Eat Meat or Don't. Now, you might wonder about clean meat, that lab-grown or cultured meat that's gaining attention as a sustainable way to enjoy animal protein without the environmental downsides. While it's still early days, clean meat could potentially offer a middle ground. If it becomes widely available, it might allow people to reduce their intake of traditional meat, thereby lessening kidney risks associated with excessive consumption, and also fit into ethical frameworks like sentiocentrism that advocate for reducing animal suffering. Of course, there are arguments for and against eating meat, and this isn't about telling anyone what to do. Everyone's body and health situations are different. For some people, especially those with pre-existing kidney disease, moderating or reducing meat intake could be a crucial step. For others, balanced consumption combined with regular monitoring may be fine. To break it down simply, here are a few key takeaways about meat consumption and kidney disease risk. High animal protein intake can put extra workload on kidneys, possibly speeding up damage in vulnerable individuals. Plant-based proteins are generally considered easier on the kidneys and have added health benefits. Balanced diets that include moderate amounts of meat with plenty of vegetables and whole foods tend to support overall kidney health. Emerging alternatives like clean meat might change the ethical and health landscape around meat eating. Personal health factors are important. Talk to a healthcare provider if you have concerns about kidney disease risk. So, whether you're a meat lover or thinking of shifting toward plant-based diets, it's smart to consider how your food affects not only your ethics, but also your long-term health. If you want to explore more about the ethical side of eating meat, like understanding sentiocentrism and the full arguments for and against eating meat, there's a fantastic resource I'd recommend, Eat Meat or Don't. It covers these debates thoughtfully and could give you a lot to think about next time you're deciding what's for dinner. At the end of the day, moderation, awareness, and informed choices go a long way. Your kidneys will thank you.